Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be one of those rare and elusive times that we ask you to download the Audacy app, spelled incorrectly.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
We have a, what's it called? Say the name of the feature.
You can leave us a voice message.
There you go. Here's what we want. This show's always so positive. Like we
are so positive. Are you kidding me? Who are you trying to fake it?
We want to do negative shout outs. We need to put some parameters on this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give their address. Don't give their phone number. Probably not even their last name.
And we won't let you get political. You don't get to call in and go, I hate.
It's like, gotta be personal.
It's personal. Mm. It's like normal radio stations, when they allow shout outs, it's like you call and you're like, to my wife, she's the rock of my family, right? And like, she keeps everything. Nope.
Happy birthday to my 5-year-old son. We don't care.
We don't care.
We're not Delilah.
No, we want you to go like your negative shout out to that person, to Carrie Kennedy, who de-pantsed me.
Wait, you
getting out of the pool.
To give last names.
He was about to give her address.
Yeah.
Slow down.
She lives in
another. She lives in another state now.
All right. Well, then that's fine.
To Carrie with a K, and her last name starts with a K as well. Carrie. She was a KK.
I didn't know that.
No wonder I couldn't find her on Facebook.
You did try to find her, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting out of the pool at a formative age, and she de-pantsed me. So to Carrie, and my crush was there,
and everything was out.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing under those swim trunks.
Why would you wear something under swim trunks? What are you talking about?
Not boys wear boxers.
No. Some of them do now. That's kind of a trend.
That's a trend, yeah.
I thought that was a thing when we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to cut the lining out, though. Oh. Unless you get board shorts. It's a whole procedure.
Okay. Anyway, Carrie, you ruined my life. You affected everything. Like, I was never, like, my crush was right there. That was the day I was going to try to walk up to her and talk to her. And it was like, the water was cold that day, my friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. So, Carrie, you ruined my life. Shout out, Carrie. Kennedy. I do want to say I've mentioned her before, and she wrote me a heartfelt apology. But still, shout out. She
you shouldn't
my
be
life.
Saying her last name on the air.
Yeah, that's probably right. She can call in and shout out me.
Sure.
And she can even throw my last name in. Go for it. I won't let it air. I'll bleep it.
All right.
But like, so does everybody in this room have a shout out?
I can't really think of anything I'm all that mad about.
Shut your mouth. You've got to have a negative.
Okay, but same. I'm like, I don't. Yeah.
What? I'll give a negative shout out.
Okay.
Hey, guys riding the Segways around my neighborhood trying to sell me crap.
shout out to you. That kind of shout out.
Yeah, get a life. I'm not buying whatever you're selling. I don't even know what it is because I won't answer the door.
Aren't the Segway guys Mormons?
Oh, I will tell you what. If they're in a little suit, yes, they are.
Are they in little suits?
No, they're not. History. They have a clipboard and it's bug repellent or it's solar panels. Those are normally the two.
Or like we just got two things on our door. One was for painting. One was for gutters.
Yeah.
Shout out. Okay, so can I just say this? We're asking people to call and 50% of the people in this room don't have one.
I'm just trying to think of the best one. I can't remember the guy's
name.
Hold on.
Let me get it in here. That was weird. if you've got a negative shout out, please. What were your rules again? No last names.
No last names. Don't give us their phone number or their address.
And no political.
Yes. Right.
But and not businesses, right? You could call out a bit. You can be like, to the pizza joint,
right?
Who screwed me out of whatever?
Yeah.
But like,
my list just got a lot longer, actually. Now that you said that.
But negative shout outs so we have a better day. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Or you can send us a voicemail on the app.
I do have one. I'm not going to say their name.
Okay.
Shout out to the person. Who stole my ice cream today? That's all I'm going to say about it.
And that on that.
You have to give context.
We had a special day. Bluebell came and brought us ice cream. Uh-huh. And they know that I'm gluten-free. And the ice cream that they brought had like cake chunks in it or like the cobbler
the
or whatever.
Cake, yeah. And then the cookie cake. So they it were, was like cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then the blackberry cobbler. Oh my God.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
Yep.
But they knew that I couldn't eat it, so they specifically brought me gluten-free ice cream. So I'm digging it out.
This is really awkward.
They laid it all out for me, and like I'm so appreciative of it. And I take a vanilla, I put it on the counter, I put everything back in the freezer because I don't want it to melt.
You're the
it's
only
ice cream.
GF person.
Right.
And as I'm turning, I see one person just whoop. Grab it.
Yoink your.
And I was like, you have other options. Yeah, what are you doing? Grabbing the ice cream I put out for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And should we give first and last name of that person?
Nope.
That was Carrie Kennedy. Knowing. She's a salesperson here.
All right. I got a really good negative shout out. I don't know his first name because I was that young.
Okay.
You flicked a dead bird on me and my sister.
Flicked a dead bird?
There was a dead bird at my brother's baseball game. My sister and I were running around and he went doink and flicked it and it
flicked
hit
it with
my
what,
head.
His hand?
No, a stick. It hit my head. It hit my sister's shoulder.
Like the bugs and the stuff were in the bird probably. It was like.
Probably so. I've been scarred for life since. Man. And I don't know his name.
But screw that dude.
How did you know him? Like, why were you around him?
He was like my brother's age. My sister was a year younger than them, running around. He was probably trying to flirt with her and instead flicked a dead bird at us.
Do you think it was Carrie Kennedy? Because a little part of me thinks it was Carrie Kennedy.
I bet it was.
I want everybody to know that I love Carrie Kennedy at this point.
Okay.
I do, but she did ruin my life.
Okay.
I have another one I'd like to do. Negative shout out.
Negative shout outs.
Negative shout out to the cleaning crew here at the radio station. who every night when I'm like usually one of the last people here and I'm in the producer room working and they open the door to grab the trash and then they have a heart attack because I'm sitting there and then I feel bad. Like, and it's like, I'm still here. I'm just sitting here.
You know what? They didn't put a trash bag in my trash can this time.
Oh,
I bet they
pissed.
Didn't come in. They were like, they're still working. Like,
so you're mad at them for making you feel like crap for having a job.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here at work and they open and they're like, oh my God, someone's here. I'm like, hi. Sorry. And then they like,
every night?
Yes.
It's a recurring joke. It just keeps happening.
Yeah, I'm just here. So, shout out.
All right. Text, call, or leave us a VM on the Odyssey app. Your negative shout outs. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am aware that right now we are supposed to be negative and we're doing negative shout outs. I just want to say that I know I'm going to break the rules for 1 second.
Why?
Okay.
I want to do a positive shout out to the listeners of our show for coming through as strongly as, like, we knew. I was a little nervous that there wasn't going to be enough negativity in our air today, and that you guys are just coming through.
Who do you think listens to this show?
Just curmudgeonly angry.
Everyone's in a good mood until three.
Yeah.
Yay! McAllister.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Negative shout out.
What a sick name.
Shout out to all the Californian and Texas drivers. I cannot stand the way you guys drive.
Erica, where are you from?
I'm from California.
Yeah, you're mostly California.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're idiots. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to
what
them.
What do we do wrong?
Better.
It'd be easier for us to describe the things you do right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing. Yeah, I mean,
seems like you got the car started. That's a positive.
You know? You're in my way, so yeah, there you go. You're okay. Doing something. You're moving. Thank you, McAllister. Don't hurt them. Just let them be out there.
I don't think he's alone.
Oh no! What was she gonna say?
She wanted to shout out someone in prison now, who's got a high. Oh, she's calling back.
She's calling back. Okay, I can get her. Okay, Brianna.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Who's your negative shout out?
My negative shout out is 2 years ago, I had a dude, Eric, rob my house. And so now he gets to sit in jail with a $20,000 bond.
Shout out to Eric.
Way to go, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric, give us a call. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh. Don't provoke the prisoners. What I'm doing.
Come on, it's a little. Okay. We do accept. We can do it, right? We've done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
if you call from prison, we can accept the charges here. So give us a.
So frankly, Eric, call us.
Yeah, come on. Call us. That's lovely. Thank you, Brianna. Whew. Jennifer.
Yay.
Negative shout out. What's yours?
My negative shout out is to the children who are off school for the summer who think my life revolves around their activities in camp.
These are your own children.
Racing across town to pick them up from camp so I can be on a meeting at 3:35. So,
what are you doing?
They are annoying. These kids.
You're negative shouting out
take,
your
take,
own.
Me.
I am. Because
can't
go until like 5 o'clock. They're terrible. Actually, negative shout out in camp. Camp should go all the way to 5 o'clock, not 3:30.
That's fair.
I agree with that.
Okay. Wow. Motherhood. My negative shout outs to moms, I guess. Thank you, Jennifer.
No, don't do that. Do not provoke the moms.
No, you're right. I already got Erica.
That's scarier than the prisoner.
Antonio?
Yay.
Negative shout out. Who are we shouting out?
I'm shouting out an entire group. So it's my wedding party and my husband's wedding party. Cool. Last year for our bachelor party, we did them together. We went to Chippendales with my wedding party. And afterwards, because they day drank with the other wedding party, they were completely passed out and weren't able to go to the club. So I said, let's go back and let's go ahead and pick him up and his wedding party and let's just take him to a club. So I'm getting a shout out to my brother, Carlos, Bobby, my best friend, Ariana, Tyler, Sarah, Vera, Nina, Anthony, Amanda, Brianna, and my husband, who abandoned me at the club in Las Vegas, and I was by myself because everyone was wasted.
Shout out to them.
Whoa.
All right.
They forgot about me at the club.
No.
Did you get married?
Yeah, we did. We got married after I chewed everyone out.
That's my girl.
So if we weren't doing this today, you'd just be carrying this around with you. Like,
I still carry it around. I tell them every time I'm around. I'm like, you left me at a party. You left me at the club.
And a Vegas club is not a place to be left alone.
No.
No. I was in the middle of nowhere. We were at Piranha nightclub.
Yeah,
Piranha?
No, that's,
I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of club you don't want to get left at. Thank you, Antonio.
It's scary.
That was Joel. A lot of names.
Hey, yay.
Negative shout out. Who's yours to?
Shout out to my dog for pooping in my work boots this morning.
And I feel you.
Are we sure it's a dog?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
What are we going to do right now?
Non.
And what's that called?
News or Nope.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna sing.
Okay. What's it called, Erica? You were such a freaking disaster yesterday. Please tell me you went home.
She got the word right. She just got the
saying it like
wrong.
A like you were. She was going through the change of life. Yeah. What the hell?
I don't like the singing part, Tucker.
Just here we go.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Just to do a total of four, no. Total of four. And how many did she get right there? One?
Two. Yeah.
She go,
I got two. I got two!
This just in, Erica sucks at news or no.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This just in.
Oh, this just in.
Marty McFly's iconic cherry red Gibson ES-345 from Back to the Future has been missing since 1985, and now filmmakers are searching for it.
What?
It's been missing for that long, and they thought now's a good time?
Do you know the real story behind it? Because I'm a real guitar
What
geek.
Year could it be
it's a guitar, not the car.
It's a guitar.
Marty McFly's iconic cherry red Gibson. What about that Gibson?
You said
car?
Gibson. You said Gibson, and I thought
Gibson is definitely not a car.
Right, but I thought never okay, heard of that car before.
Let's go back to
the car.
And also the car from Back to the Future is a DeLorean.
And it's silver.
But it's not red.
It's not red.
No. Okay. You learn something new every day.
Okay. So here's what happened. They rented it from a music store. I believe it was Don's Guitars.
Hmm. Okay.
And then they just turned it back into Don's Guitars. Stupid.
So when they were filming, they rented it to film and then returned it when they were done? Okay.
And then Don's doesn't have any record of it selling.
Oh.
So nobody knows. It, right now, it's just this ginormous mystery.
Interesting.
Is it secretly in your home?
It is not. I don't own any hollow body guitars, but I wish I did. Here's another fun fact. What year did they travel back in time to?
Was it 85? No.
They started in 85.
They started in 85.
They went back to 55. That is a Gibson guitar that's either, there's dispute about it. It's either a 60 or a 61. So the guitar would not have existed
at that time.
In the year they went back to.
Did you know you're a huge nerd?
I do. I love movie weird. I think Hack is, Hack has turned me onto something. Please, I shouldn't say this out loud because it will plague you for the rest of your life.
What?
If you start watching for clocks in movies, you catch so many continuity errors. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
They got to leave clocks off the wall because it's like they start shooting a scene. It says 4:05 and then it's like 2 seconds later, it's 7:22 and you're like, guys, it took you 3 hours to shoot this scene and there's a clock.
Yeah.
The good news is I can hardly read a clock.
A lot of times in like House Hunters, they put tape over the clocks, but every once in a while they forget.
And you're just like, now he's turned me onto it, and I can't stop watching clocks.
Well, it's you have turned us onto the wet pavement or whatever.
Wet pavement.
In movies.
At night, the pavement's always wet. It's like it just rained.
Okay.
But it didn't just rain. The cars aren't wet.
Why did they do that? Is it to look?
It's lighting.
So
everything is more illuminated. The lights bounce back, so everything's, it's not, you ever watched a movie where they don't do it, and you're just like, what is going on? What, like?
Do you think that? They have to stop down and re-wet.
They do. They re-wet the streets. Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
This nerd break. So if you know where the guitar is, they're looking for it, right? Yeah. All
right. Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know who is going to be interested in this news, but it felt necessary to
share.
We
all have nopes.
Mm-hmm. All American Rejects' Tyson Ritter launched an OnlyFans with the headline, Get a Taste of.
Is he the singer?
Full frontal rock and roll.
Shut what? Up.
Man, I really like them. They're starting to do like house tours. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they have a new
house tours?
Out
what do you mean?
They literally
they go to houses?
They find someone throwing a party. You're on an email list. They'll like let you know if your house gets selected to host the party.
And they play?
And they play.
They just did one in Nashville that I had some friends go to. Yeah.
And one in Vegas, I think, too.
Ooh.
And they look so cool. And I was so down. And now this, I'm like,
Yeah, that makes it sound like things aren't going that well.
Because he was an actor too, right?
Well, never forget, he was also briefly on Laguna Beach.
What?
He was like,
what?
Wait, am I making that up? Maybe just their song playing.
No, like he was trying to be an actor because here was the thing.
He was
they were going to play Live at 5 for us.
Okay.
A few years back, and we had it all set. They were going to be the first one. It was like, yeah, this is going to be incredible. And then he's like, oh, I got this acting gig. No. And then they just canceled on us last minute. ZZ Ward came in and saved the day.
He was in the House Bunny. He was in the House Bunny with Anna Faris.
That might have been the one he canceled on us with.
Probably. Yeah. That was definitely his biggest movie.
But now we can see his junk on OnlyFans.
Right, you can see his junk on OnlyFans. And also, I think it's a little bit of a ploy for their music because in releasing the OnlyFans, he also released a dirty version of their new song.
Mm. Okay.
Which is called Easy Come, Easy Go.
Mm. Okay. But just hear me out. Even though I just said I'm mad at him, if they're doing a house tour, wouldn't they just come play Live at 5 for us?
Probably.
That'd be sick.
What if we did Live at 5 at somebody's house?
What if we did a nude Live at 5?
Say less.
Someone's at Slacker's house.
No! My house!
Okay. Did you check out the OnlyFans? Sorry, I know you hit the music button.
No.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
I'm not
going
to pay for full frontal.
We can expense it. Yeah. Do it. Click on. No. Are you on the company internet right now?
I am on the company computer.
Yeah, get after it.
Yeah.
Are you a journalist or not? We need the scoop.
I'm good. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Ah, that's a violation.
He's mad because neither of us
didn't get said.
Yeah, but it's only the first person who goes is allowed to say it. And you know that's a rule. You know that the third person can't say it. If the first person doesn't say it. No, I'm just saying that's been the rule from the beginning.
All right.
I hate the word program. It just was something you say. It's like program. It's a terrible word.
I love the word program.
And so I've allowed it one time on our show, and it's only if the first story first person says it.
You're right.
Okay, let him get to his
story. So apologize.
You're right. You caught me. I'm sorry. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is a shocking statistic, honestly.
Okay.
4% of adults dislike this, and I can't believe the number's that low. Only
4% of people dislike.
Is it going to be dogs?
Their butt.
No.
Their butt. They don't like their butt.
Can we have a hint?
42% of people love it. 31% like it. 19% are neutral, and only 4% dislike this.
Macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. It has to do with themselves.
That's why I said
Slacker's
it's your butt.
Close with butt.
Because here's what I'm going to say. A friend of mine was like.
Their body?
No.
But your butt's part of your body, so I would have at least gotten. A friend of mine today said, you don't have a butt. And I'm like, I know I don't. I want a butt. I don't like my butt.
Have you been
doing
squats? You
got to do hip thrusts.
They're hard to do with torn menisci.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Are you engaged? Yeah, my knees are shot.
Their ears.
No. I'll give you the answer. 4% of adults dislike their first name.
Oh.
I can't believe it's only 4. I thought everyone kind of hated
that. You dislike your name,
no,
Ty?
I
there we go.
Okay,
for
not.
The win.
It's not his name.
It's Tyler, and I've always loved my name. I love my name, Tyler, too. You do, too? Okay. Erica?
I have a little qualm because my sisters are both named with K's, and then there's just Erica. Like, it's kind of like, okay, thanks for including me.
Yeah.
But
not even with a K in it.
Yeah, not even with a K.
They had the option.
I do prefer it without a K. I'm cool with it. I'm fine.
Okay. So maybe I was right, Aaron.
I like it.
You like it. Okay. I guess I was just wrong. I assumed everyone wanted to change their name and like change it to something cooler.
No. Michael's awesome. You call me Mike, I will cut you.
Oh.
So maybe that's what it is. We don't like the made up nickname.
Yeah. I don't like any of that because you don't like Ty.
Yeah.
Firecracker doesn't like that.
No nickname for Erica.
We've got some. We just are not.
Hey.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm a little upset with all three of you in the room.
Why? Oh,
you're
my
very
God.
Calm about it.
When you're talking quietly, it's scary for all of us.
For some reason, I'm mostly upset with Slacker. And and I do think both of you are guilty as well. I got a...
You changed your hair.
No. Oh. I did wear new shoes 2 days this week, and you guys didn't know.
The pink Adidas ones?
Oh my God, he didn't notice. Why did you notice that?
Because you choose.
I know, I actually, when I was shoe shopping last weekend, I was thinking of you because I was like, Teok's going to hate these. I was like,
no,
these Nikes from Nordstrom Rack are not going to be the cool ones that he.
No, he's a snob, but he lets us have our way.
Right. Okay, well.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't make everyone live my life. So
right. Mm-hmm. Not about the pink Adidas.
So, but why me though? Why am I getting...
I just feel like you really let me flounder. And these two did as well. But it feels like you really let me do it because I got a DM from a listener today saying very nice things. First off, you're a great addition to the show.
Hold on. Is she saying like one of the words? Is she saying a word wrong or something?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what, so I'm like, I'm
what word do you think
can
I say
I take
wrong?
A guess?
Yeah.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Hold on. If you get it right, then
I said yes twice.
Let me just say this. If you get it right, then she's
I won't be mad, I'll be impressed.
You let her flounder. So you should play ignorant.
But it's because I'm not sure. It's because I'm not sure. I really hope it's because
you're not from here either. Because TX, the guy who's like, oh, I turned on Potomac Street and we're like, Potomac moron?
Oh, isn't there a Real Housewives of Potomac? I used to call it Real Housewives of Potomac. So I'm with you, man.
See, that's why I get confused.
Right.
Hold on. Stupidity. I want you to know that stupidity is actually cumulative and it doesn't cancel each other out. Oh. It's like, oh, we're both dumb. So winning. That's not how it
and
works.
And you hired both of us.
I didn't hire anyone. I'm not the boss.
All right. What word do you think I'm saying wrong?
I don't know if you're saying it wrong because I've heard it said multiple times and I'm also not from here. Is the word Colorado?
You say, someone DM you about this too?
No, you say like Colorado. Colorado. Is that it?
Like a long A?
Yeah, but I don't know which one's right. I've heard both.
Okay. Hold on.
Colorado.
I'm from here.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to say Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't say Colorado.
We kind of do.
No, we say Colorado.
Hey, whoever DM'd you, I'm a flipping native. I had pioneer, like, I can trace my lineage back. You're really, like, you're mad at that.
He's not mad.
But
he's being very kind.
Say it both ways.
I'll do it in a random order.
Okay.
And then Colorado, Colorado.
It's the same. It's not the same. I understand.
I don't know. And I don't know which one is right because I know.
Colorado. It sounds like you're from New York. Yeah, I went out to Colorado. No.
You're doing too much.
So were
also
they. So did you.
Also, as someone born and raised in Colorado.
Yeah, but
I just don't know if I'll ever be able to adapt. It feels like Colorado to me.
I have heard people say, like, keep the rad in Colorado.
Oh,
I've heard that, like, as a saying before. But comedian Dan Soder, he's from Denver, and he says Colorado. Like, he says it not rad.
You're having a hard time with which one it is, aren't you?
Because I think you're saying the first part, the C-O part. Is like a little. There's a.
That's wrong
on.
Too.
It's not wrong.
I call it Colorado. But it's.
But so
Colorado.
She's saying like she's got too much ah on the o, and too much o on the ah.
It's not Colorado. It's Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Colorado.
Just helping you fit in and not sound like a complete tourist.
I want. Give me this dude. I'm going after him.
Aaron follows him. So I don't know if you
and
know
this doesn't
person.
Seem mean at all.
No, it's pretty
Can
nice.
Can I see the profile?
Yeah, it says, keep up the fantastic work.
Oh, he's very nice.
Yeah, he seems nice. He did say, for the love of God, please learn how to say it correctly.
I told him to say that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's other people's problems. We abbreviate into OPP, and where can we find the rest of them, do you think? All of them we've ever done.
The Odyssey app.
Spell it.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Thank you.
It's so hard to do when you put me on the spot like
Sorry.
That.
Sorry. What's this one about?
Today we have Jake, and he's worried about the influencer lifestyle.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Okay. Jake?
Yay, guys.
Yay!
So tell us about the influencer thing. What's going on?
Yeah. So my wife has decided that she wants to take up becoming an influencer. It's kind of been the thing, yeah, for a couple years now. She's been off and on.
A couple years she's been trying to do it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a couple years. Nothing's really worked for her. She's tried like cooking videos. She's tried fitness stuff. Nothing really stuck until recently. She actually had a few videos go super viral, and she actually made a pretty decent amount of money off of it.
Oh, great.
Oh, cool.
Why are you on the phone with us? Yeah. Go, run. What are you doing?
I mean, I was cool with like the cooking videos, the fitness, that was all fine with me. But the issue that I'm having is the videos that worked for her that actually got a lot of views.
Porn.
They included our children, our very young children, 7 and 4 years old.
Oh, geez. Oh.
7 and 4.
Those
are young.
Yeah.
Like a family. I mean, I've seen them on YouTube and stuff.
Gosh.
I'm sure they're on Instagram.
Family influencers. Sorry, not to be judgmental of you and your wife.
You can't apologize for being judgmental. That was totally full of judgment.
I don't feel that it often ends well.
The influencer thing?
The family influencer thing?
Isn't one of them in jail for doing some?
There's a lot of them in
jail. One that just did an expose about like her cheating husband. There's also very
it's
tragically
almost always bad.
A death.
But Jake, okay, other than the just great energy you're getting from the women here, what are your concerns? Just because it's your kids or like what?
Well, it's just the whole thing of having our kids in the public eye. Like so many people can see it, and it just kind of seems a little revealing to me, a little like not good for the kids, not good for the family. She swears that a chunk of the money is going to go right into their college funds, which would be great. I mean, we could definitely use that money for tuition. But I just don't know if it's worth sacrificing my kids' privacy and putting them on the internet like that. Just something about it. It seems a little wrong.
She wants to go.
Our children.
She's thinking now that she's gotten a little bit of traction and some money has rolled in, she wants to go all in and really get after it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I should say, this has been a dream of hers for, like I said, she's been doing this for a few years now and she's been trying to make it stick. So I think, now that she's actually got some traction, I think she thinks she can really bring some money in doing it. And
I'm going to be ancient when I say this. I'm going to be ancient. But remember when we wanted to be astronauts and like doctors and stuff, and now everybody's like, Even my kids are like, I just want to be like famous or like a YouTuber on Twitch.
And grown
like,
woman. She's not a child.
No, I know, but it's like she's what he's saying. She's wanted to do this for a long time. It's like, dream bigger than food critic on Instagram. Like, I don't know.
I kind of take that as like a good sign that she wants to do this and she's tried other avenues before the kids. Like, she wasn't just like, I'm going to exploit the kids.
Right.
And she tried genuinely other things and then this stuck and it's kind of like, oh, I guess this worked. So I kind of give her a little more credit for that.
But T-Hack, would you be comfortable with your kids being online in this capacity?
I don't know. I'm very torn because I post pictures of my kids all the time and I don't make any money doing it.
But
so am I the idiot?
Well, maybe. But do they feel like they're ever like performing for you? Because I think that's where the concern is. It's like these kids now start
becomes pageant mom.
Like, yeah, like they need to do the videos, and if they don't want to do them, it gets, you know, I might be jumping ahead here, but.
Yeah, my kids are definitely not. I mean, it's just candid photos that I'm posting. But
let's see if there's any weird momfluencers or whatever we call these things out there.
Or non-weird ones.
Okay. Maybe I'll start with weird.
Okay. God, judgy. Oh, wait, me. 303-222-5423. If you have advice for Jake, you can call that number or text that number. Since Erica and Aaron were so negative about it up front, let me just ask this. Are there any family influencers that have been around long enough that we see the end effects on the kids?
Like the Kardashians.
Kids. Ew.
Kylie and Kendall were little girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now they're all billionaires.
All billionaires, yeah.
Right, and actually I think Kylie and Kendall have done okay.
Kind of compared.
Yeah.
I don't. Is it like child acting? Like, we all it know is. The horror stories, yeah. But then there's Miranda Cosgrove, who's like, yeah, I'm just normal and fine.
Yeah, but that's
and
one
I've never
out of.
I love that you plucked Miranda Cosgrove.
Like, out of all the, like, what about Amanda Bynes?
Not so good.
She's doing great now, though. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Allegedly. Okay, sorry, Jake. We're just over here. Just
I worry about the kids, but I actually worry more about the family dynamic. Because to be on camera, using your life as content every single day of your life, like, ugh. How strong is your relationship? Most of these people do not make it.
Yeah, and especially with the kids, they're, did you say 7 and 4? Is that what you said? So yes. they're at a cute age. Yeah. What happens when they're get to that awkward teenage and they don't want to be on camera and you don't want to put them and they don't want to perform? And
yeah,
then,
but why not make money while you can?
I know. I don't know.
Dude, if there's money sitting right there, you said she made good money. I mean, are you being serious? Like, good money?
I mean, for the amount of work that she put into it, I'd say it's a pretty good rate. Okay. Better than what I'm making. So it's just if she puts the time.
What? Like, in an hourly sense, probably, I hope. Oh, you know what? I take that back.
Okay.
You need another kid? I'll volunteer.
I hate that this exists.
I'll produce.
Yeah. What are the splits?
This is the money. Is why people
everybody
grow up
it.
And say, I want to be an influencer.
One in a billion get it. Like,
and
not that many
is
people.
Is she one of those billion?
Yes, she's not, the kids are.
Yeah.
But I've always, this is, it takes me back to my other argument that when I was a thespian in school and everyone's oh, you're going to be an actor. What? There's only something. It's like, well, there's Denzel Washington who makes millions of dollars. And then there's guys who are in commercials and they make just a normal living that any other job would make.
Mm-hmm, right.
But they're not rich and famous, but they still just make a living at that. And what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Shoot.
But if you choose to do that, that's fine. But if you drag your kids into it, that's different.
Very valid.
Like, Jake, you've given us something to chew on. Hang on right there. We'll try to get you some advice. I just think it's so fleeting. Are influencers always going to be around? Because I think, haven't we kind of smelled them out a little bit? Where
no,
now
they're
we're
forever
like,
going to be around.
For real?
Yeah, totally.
Because it's shifted from like perfect aesthetic to like real people having real lives or like user generated content.
I'd rather
stuff.
Have that than the perfection, for sure.
Yeah, the family stuff usually lends itself to perfection.
Ew.
All right, so Jake's wife has finally found her influencer lane, but it involves the kids. Like, I would love it if there's any child psychologist. Is that, like, don't you think, is this just so damaging to the psyche of a 4 and 7-year-old to throw them on social media?
Yeah. Or are kids online no matter what? And so you might as well make money for it.
But in this capacity, at seven?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I don't know. It's like if we could have made money when we playing video games when we were growing up, well, we all would have made money.
If Twitch existed, of us would be super wealthy. Yeah.
We were all playing video games.
Yes.
So we just didn't make money doing it. So is this any different? I don't know.
All right, Jake wants to know if he should turn his mom influencer free to use the kids or not. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Jake out. His wife wants to be a momfluencer.
Right. She's been trying to be an influencer for quite a while. Mm-hmm. She posted a few videos with the kids, got some traction, now wants to go full in.
And the traction does, I mean, when you have a video take off event, do they reach out to you? Does Insta go like, hey, you want to make a little, or just like.
You're not getting paid by Instagram.
Like, or other, do advertisers reach out and go, hey, I work for
brand deals.
They can, yeah.
Okay, because he said she's made some money on it and it's significant, but he's wondering, is the money worth the risk we take
of exploiting your kids?
Right.
Yeah, but she said she's going to put it towards the college funds for the kids, at least some of it. It looks like she wants to grow it even more. So
can I just ask a question of the room, though?
Yeah. Sure.
Because Aaron just got real hot buttony exploiting the kids. Does Tiek exploit his kids?
No, he's just posting pictures of them.
Right. Mm. So what's the line? When does it become?
You wouldn't pay to see my kids.
I'm genuinely curious. When is it exploiting?
When they become the content.
When they're working, I guess is a good question. But then it's like my brother, they do not post their kids. We do not post their kids. So it's like there are people who just don't want them online at all, and then there's somewhere in the middle.
But that Ryan Unbox kid, or is that his name?
Yes.
Ryan, yeah.
Oh my gosh, he makes so much money.
I know, but is it exploitive?
Kind of.
It kind of is, but it's almost in a healthy way. Like, it doesn't seem like the parents are manipulating him.
That's what I'm saying.
Forcing him to do it.
I don't know.
So there are good creators that, I mean, Dude Dad is Colorado, and his stuff is more parenting based, not just
watch my kids
all day. Yeah.
Different.
So Jake's just torn on that whole exploiting the kids thing. And we really have somebody from Child Protection.
She used to work there. She said, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Nancy.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think about this OPP?
You know, I'm really against it. Children should never be used. Child Protection is very, very serious work. Just for example, don't put your child's name on their backpack. They're cute, but you're giving...
Oh my God, it never occurred to me till this moment. Because then somebody goes, Noah, and he turns around.
Right. And then there's also things like, and I'm sure Nancy, you've seen this, where if your kid goes somewhere with a uniform, I see a lot of parents cover what's on the uniform with emojis. Because
you don't want primrose.
Random people knowing where your kids go to school.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me just say, no one asks children to help them locate their dog. You get that child close to a door and they are in the trunk.
Oh, jeez. Oh my God, Nancy. You're the worst call I've ever, like, I hate.
But also,
like,
thank you for doing
100%.
That.
100%. Thankfully, my kids are like, old enough now to like.
I think about it with what we do. I mean, and on some level, you could say we talk about our families. Mm-hmm. We talk about our lives. Are we exploiting? You know.
You know, my daughter does radio also, and there's just certain things you don't talk about that could expose your children to any drama. Mm-hmm. Never, ever.
Wow.
Never.
Thank you for the tips. Appreciate it. You guys actually knew the backpack thing already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with like,
oh my God,
no
so
pictures
stupid.
In front of your house because someone could recognize the door or like if the number's there.
But Slacker, you had kids at a time that there wasn't social media, whereas like Aaron and I have very young nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the hardest part about it, like you said.
Tiek has kids.
Yeah, hi, Tiek.
As far as sharing your kids, there's pressure from family, especially the older generation. Like, we want to see the kids.
Put some new photos up of Leo and Hazel.
First day of school, let's post it. And it's like, that's where it can get cloudy because you're like, no,
because
I don't want to.
The other thing, and I know we're a little out of the weeds of this influencer thing, but that thing that every mom does or whatever, where it's like, Leo, first day of school, yep. Like, oh, like and this academy, yeah. And like yeah. He's
these
good
with teachers,
and you like you named so many personal details about your kid on that board.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Very, yeah.
But everybody takes that picture. Patrick,
Yai.
What do you think Jake should do here?
So, I think this is a bad idea. You know, there's so much potential as it sits with creepy people, stalkers, pedophiles. You do not want to open these kids up to thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of strangers. And it isn't quite like sharing your own family pictures because you control who sees that. Those are your friends, your contacts. You're only successful by the volume of strangers interacting with this content. And that just dramatically intensifies the possibility for something bad like that to happen. I wouldn't do it. I
and the effect on mental health later, if all yeah. you know is how many likes I got, and how
did
many
the video yep. do well?
Yeah. Oh,
my value is clickable by a button.
The that's money
no
for
way.
Therapy. Mm-hmm. Like you've
you, oh yes, my gosh. Thank you, Hack.
We have quite a few texts talking about the predators, and the yeah. main one is the issue with using kids on social is how many predators use those videos for other things.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You're reliant on the volume of strangers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's mm-hmm. a bar.
But I will say yeah. this. You don't ever let your kids know the amount of likes, though.
When they're old enough, they can see it
they'll
themselves.
They'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not having your 4 and 7-year-old go like, how many likes did I get on that, Mom?
No,
like,
but you could say, oh, this video, just out loud, talking to your significant other, this video got 500 likes.
Or did
and they
well.
Just pick up, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. If Leo would smile more, we would have gotten, and
oh
turns
my God,
dark
it's
so
gross. Caroline?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it depends on the content. I think if it's mom hacks, as far as like, do this to prevent this or whatever, and then she has to have a kid in the video, fine. But if it's performative dancing with yeah. your kid, that's where it becomes exploitative, I guess.
Yeah.
I like that point.
Yeah. Like, I love the, like, if you show the tackle box that all the moms were doing recently.
Exactly. What?
The snackle box.
Yeah, the snackle
okay,
box.
Thank you.
It's a,
like,
tackle
a tackle
box. That's what it's yeah. made for.
It's a snackle box.
I'm sorry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, I want to preface this that this is not a cry for help, but it sure is going to sound like one.
Ooh.
So I don't know if you guys know, but I am engaged.
Oh. When do we get to meet him?
You've met him.
We have.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, he's great. He's arguably better.
Than me?
Arguably.
T-Hack just like walked towards the cliff and then was like, uh-oh, no one else is saying anything. I better jump off.
I don't think he jumped off. I think he shoved you off. Or but that. I don't think he jumped off. He seems on fertile terra firma right now.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Fertile ground, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. You've heard of it.
Terra firma, yeah.
Terra firma is earth.
Okay.
I'm sorry, smart. I use words sometimes, okay. I had it, and then it just, the wheels came off.
Yeah. So we are getting married next summer, which if you do the timeline, it means I got to go dress shopping soon. My question is.
Can I go?
Do you want to come dress shopping with
yeah.
me? Okay, well then
oh
maybe.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
I feel like she would just cry the whole time.
Yeah, totally.
What? Okay.
I love it. I don't know. I think it's just such a fun thing.
Yes. I'm also a little nervous about it. What are?
Can
what is
I just
this
have a
about?
Quick second?
Of course.
It's just fascinating to me. Like, because I guess I don't understand. Do you understand what just happened there?
Yeah.
Like, let's pretend you just came into a bunch of money and you're accepting an award for something and it's like, I got to go buy a suit. I'm not like, can I come? Can I come? What, are you going to go to Nordstrom?
Wait,
or like
why
gonna,
couldn't you just yeah. use the example of, Tiak, let's say you guys knew each other when he was getting married and he's like, I got to go
buy my suit.
He's
probably going to rent. Yeah. You rent a tux for that day. Most dudes, if you want to be in a tux, you rent it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't buy a tux till I started.
My fiance owns a tux.
Really?
Yeah, for my sister.
With that wedding. Beard, he owns a tux.
Yeah, he sure
does. No, he doesn't seem like the type who attends a lot of black tie events.
He doesn't, but he is getting a second use out of it this year. Not for our wedding.
Is he going to wear it for in your wedding, or is he going to get a different one?
We're thinking about getting him in a different
Update
one.
Update it. Yeah.
Get like a right. cool like signature.
But he's going to buy it.
Yeah.
Do you think his boyfriends are going to go with him to buy the tux? That's what I was getting at.
I'm probably going to go with him to buy the
tux. Right. Because guys don't go like, dude, can I come? Can I? Seriously. Can I be like, there when they're like doing the cuff on the bottom and you decide if you want to tie it on your ankle or you want to like.
You can go for me if right. you want. I'd rather right? that. Yeah.
Okay, but that's different.
Why is it different? She's trying on clothes. That's so dumb.
Beautiful dresses that a lot of the time have like intricate hand beading or like the design is beautiful. Wedding dresses are art.
And different than anything you'll ever wear otherwise in your life.
I do respect the wedding dress salespeople a lot because I've watched Say Yes to the Dress a decent amount. And there's so many times
I lost you. Just right there.
You want to watch it with me?
No. I don't.
There's so many times where they're back there and they're like, well, this dress is way out of my budget, but I think I might kind of like the style, so I'm going to try it on. And the salespeople just have to go, sounds great. Waste all our time. I'm not getting the commission, and you're not going to buy it. And we're just try it on. We'll make like I bless their hearts. They're doing
well. That kind of brings me back to my point. Okay. So my mom's going to be here in July. We're going to go dress shopping.
Cute.
Then my best friend lives in Longmont, so she's going to come. Great.
You don't just do it all at once. You go once with your mom, once with your best friend, once with Aaron.
That's oh, all
everybody's
going to
do all that whole group.
Right.
Okay. Well, you just made
it's fine,
it seem
it's fine,
like.
It's fine. So, yes, when my mom is here, my best friend's going to come. We're going to go dress shopping. I'm considering going alone once before that.
Oh.
And like having a time when narrowing no one's going to have. I want to try on every shape, every kind, and no one will have opinions about it. And they don't even have to be pretty, they could be ugly, but just the shape.
Because there are a lot of different shapes.
Right.
But. Are you going to tell them that you're going to go alone?
No.
Because otherwise they're going to say, you should try an A-line. You should try a mermaid.
Like tell my mom?
Yeah.
I'd probably tell her, but I'm like, are the salespeople going to be annoyed that I'm like, I'm coming back in a couple weeks. I'm not buying today. Like truly just not happening.
Everything TX just said, so you're wasting my time today. You just
but
like,
that is their job though. That's what, like, bless, that's what I said, bless their hearts. Because that's what they have to deal with all the time. They know what they signed up for.
But then are you going to try? You going to try to get the salespeople to pretend it's your first time? Are they going to have to act?
No,
and be like, we've never seen you before, Eric.
Like, no, we don't have to act. I'm just saying, like, is it a bad idea to go alone? My fiance thinks it's really sad that I'm going to go alone.
I don't think so.
I think
it's considerably sadder to try clothes on in front of people. That's such a weird.
You're such a boy.
I'm such a boy. I just don't. The idea of my friends, I've got a Saturday and I'm like, Hack, you got to come with me, man. I'm going to try different pants and then maybe a couple shirts.
Ooh.
And then at the end, jackets.
Ooh.
And you get to just sit there and go, oh my God, that's so pretty. Oh my God. That's so dumb.
I will say both times that I have gone with friends or family, there are three times and they were all terrible.
Oh.
But it was still great, and I would do it again. It was what? Because, like...
I'm sorry.
You lost me there.
Now, put the two sentences together and understand how dumb it is.
No,
it's not
it's
good.
Still fun. Like, okay, so the last time was for my sister-in-law. She bought the dress because COVID happened. My brother's in the military. She didn't get to wear it.
Okay. So that's terrible.
So that's why it's a downer.
Okay.
The time before that was my former best friend. We had a big falling out, but she still wanted me to be there. Very respectful. But the soon-to-be sister-in-law, I looked over her shoulder because I was on the same side of her, and she had taken a picture on Snapchat of me and the bride's mom being like, they're picking sides. And like, I almost punched her right then
they're
and there.
Picking
because we sides? Sat on, the bride's side sat on one side, the groom's side sat on the other.
Oh my god!
And I had stood up to go like tighten the dress or something, and I saw her sending the picture. And I was like, you are going to get a punch to the jugular.
Oh, my God.
I think this is why I'm going to go.
Go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got a weird text the other day about, it was about an airplane incident. And it got me thinking about something that happened to me. And I want to combine them together if we may.
Do you want me to share what the text was?
Yes, please share what the text was.
Yeah. Okay, so the long story short of it was that she said she was boarding a plane and a couple ahead of her was arguing and the woman was holding a baby. This woman who was boarding the plane ended up sitting behind the couple. And then she said they continued arguing. He was threatening her for what was going to happen after they got off the plane. So I wrote a note on a napkin and handed it to the flight attendant. They ultimately moved him to a different seat and police greeted him when they landed.
So really? Does it seem like that couple was together? Reading between the lines.
For sure.
They were together, but he's still making threats loudly to the woman he's with and potentially his baby mama.
Yes.
Wow. Loud enough for other people to hear it.
Bold.
Yeah.
Okay. Take all that.
Okay.
Are you writing that napkin?
You're
sitting there hearing this and we're all thinking the same thing.
Probably.
F this guy. But are we doing anything about it?
I would probably actually, not necessarily write the napkin, I'd probably walk back to the flight attendants and say, hey, can you keep an ear out?
You really would?
Yeah, I'm that kind of person.
I know it's the right thing to say that you would, Erica, but would you really do it?
I'm not even that good of a person, but I do think I would do that. I've done things like this in other...
You have?
Yeah, I can't remember. I feel like I was in a restaurant and a man was like screaming or being very mean. And so I went and just told a waitress, like, I don't know what's going on, but...
Okay. But I just want to make you aware of this.
Yeah, like I don't necessarily want to be the judge of if something very, very bad is happening, but someone should be aware.
Yeah, I like going back and telling in person. That way there's no, it feels like a note could get back to you somehow that you wrote this. And if the guy's really unhinged, now he's mad at you.
You were the one talking to the flight attendant just before he got moved. That's not good.
I get, but you at least had plausible deniability about, no, I was just asking about the flush capacity for the toilet. I don't know.
What?
Flush capacity?
See? And already you're not talking to me anymore. You're moving on. That's how I do it.
Because I just want to believe that we all... No, I do believe we all believe we would do it. But I don't think we would. So I was in a situation today where I had to go to a charger. And to a charger for my car.
Yeah.
And in the ultimate irony... They put some of them at gas stations.
That is ultimate irony.
There are Tesla chargers at gas stations.
So you still have to stop and get gas.
So I stopped at a gas station. So as I'm sitting there, a dude pulls up in a work truck next to me. This is at 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay?
Yeah.
Dude in the work truck gets out of his work truck and starts walking towards my car rapidly, like coming right to my window. And then I realize he's not walking towards my car. He kind of fell out of his truck and used my car to right himself and stand back up straight.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa. So then he walks to the gas station and yanks on the doors as hard as he can for like a minute before realizing emblazoned on the doors, it says emergency exit only.
Okay.
So then he walks around the building, goes inside the building. Great. A few minutes later, he comes back out, takes his hoodie off, puts it in the back of his truck, and goes back into the thing. Then he comes back out, rifles through his truck, holds up a wallet. So it's like he didn't have his wallet with him.
Okay.
I think my theory at this point is like he came back out to get his wallet, got outside and was hot, took his hoodie off and went back inside and was like, oh yeah, that's right. I came out for my wallet.
Okay.
Came back, got his wallet, went back inside. By now it's 10:12. He comes out with a 12 pack of Coors Light, sets it in the passenger seat next to him and begins to drive away.
So you feel he was drunk?
I feel he was already drunk and was looking to continue the fun. Now, if a guy is buying Coors Light at 10:15 in the morning, that's fine. You could be buying it for later. He seemed like, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Do I scrawl a note on a napkin for the flight attendant or do I not?
Because you would have to call someone.
Correct. And let me just say this. This is where it gets gross. And I don't know that anybody in the room will do this, but I've had more than one beer and driven my car.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever stumbled to my car with a 12-pack of beer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be a snitch on a guy. I've adjacently broken that law. I don't anymore. Uber, thank God you're here.
Right.
Lyft, you're a lifesaver. Like, I love you, Erica. You have the rule. If we're if you and your fiance, we're having two, we're not driving.
We do not drive.
Period.
If we're gonna
that is such a good rule.
Yeah, it's a great rule, and I think it's honestly
everyone should have it.
Yeah, like it's saved us in so many times where we're like, we don't have to think about it because we chose to Uber.
If you looked up how much a DUI costs between the insurance and the lawyers and the
fines,
it's, trust me, oh my God, it's an $80 Uber ride. That's cheap.
Yeah.
That's super cheap. Okay, but.
Yeah, I don't know what, in this scenario, what were you to do? I guess that's, I don't know. I don't know. Do you go
call
in?
Call the police?
Call, you just skip right to the police, or do you go in and try to talk?
Who else am I supposed to call? Do I call the number on his work
truck? The gas station employee, like, hey, did you see that guy?
And ask if he seemed drunk.
Yeah. I mean, but there, I don't know what that gets you, exactly.
I feel like I would have called. I know. Okay, but also in the flight attendant scenario, it's very much more black and white. Because she is hearing another woman be threatened, right? There wasn't anyone else in his car, which is a little different, but
he's
there's people all over the road. No, I know, and I really hope we don't hear any bad news, but...
That's what I'm saying. Is it my responsibility? Am I a bad person for not knowing anything?
Kind of.
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, drag the wrath of the texters at 303-222-5423. No, but I, like, go for it. But I'm going to say, how often do you get involved? If you're going to write me the angry text right now, how often do you get involved?
Right.
Somebody swerving all over the road, you call? You do? Every time?
Right. I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do, especially 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You could, I mean, you said it could be night shift, but if he seemed like he'd already been...
I might have been just really tired.
Could
I know
have
that's
been,
what I would worry about, too.
But I guess in theory, it goes, you should call because best case scenario, they'll check up on it and it'll be nothing. He'll blow zeros or he'll blow under the limit.
So true.
But... And then you're, then you're absolved if nothing happened. And if not, and if something, if he didn't blow zeros, then you did the right thing for calling. But I'm with you. I don't get involved either.
For real, I will take all the angry or happy texts at 303-222-5423.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
You want to start or you want me to start?
I kind of want you to start.
No.
What's the issue? What's going on? What's the sitch, big man?
So, Tiak, we have a group text. In fact, text in right now to 303-222-5423. How about we just randomly pick somebody who texts in and we add them to our show text?
No. We would get in so much trouble and we would all be fired.
Come on. It would be so fun to just have some random person just as part of like our show planning. You're right. I say some disturbing stuff.
You're comfortable with the fact that we might all lose our jobs. Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
How long until they just leave the group?
This is not very interesting.
Worst contest ever.
Hack sent a picture in the group text and also some complaints.
Yeah. Some frustrations. Yeah.
Do we get to hear the song?
Are you teed? Or are you afraid to be teed?
I was like, what song?
I was feeling teed, but you're looking at me like, don't do it. Don't be teed.
I think he should be teed.
There's no stopping it now.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
So unfair.
And so let's get teed up with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
I am.
Why are you nervous?
So my neighbors are doing some work in their backyard. So they've been digging stuff out for a few days.
Yeah.
They went the route of, I don't know how this works, because I've only done minimal construction. We finish our basement, so it's very like you need permits. And we had a dumpster out front. It's like a whole, with the porta potty, the whole deal. But I've never really done the little projects. So they like ripped a bunch of stuff out and then just kind of put it in the street. No dumpster.
Hoped it would get picked up.
Yeah, it was just there for a couple days and then it was gone. So that was like red flag number one. Mm-hmm. That like, I don't know if that's legal, if they're just going kind of
what kind of stuff?
Like rock and grass and just stuff from the backyard, like they're pulling it out.
Yeah.
And then just putting it in the, I don't like this.
I don't know why you're behaving this way today, Slacker.
So then they're out at it again today, and then our houses are very close together, and so the construction workers just kind of kept creeping a little bit over and over and over and more into my yard. And then when I went to leave, the picture that you all saw is all the equipment out front in my yard and also the giant cement truck that's now completely blocking my driveway next to the house that's getting the work done.
And it looks like your other neighbor's driveway, like it kind of extended.
Yeah, yeah.
It's massive.
That's how close the houses are. It's like it blocked a bunch of houses. Not the one that's getting work done, but the other houses that are
awful.
So I said that.
Did you throw a tantrum? Because I would have thrown a tantrum.
Thank you.
Yeah. And like all of this stuff on the grass, I wouldn't have been too thrilled.
Yeah, so in the group text thread that one of you who's texting in right now will be a part of starting later on today, we learned in contest it rules today. I'm not allowed to say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not actually going to let any of you into the group text. You all jumped on board and you were like, I'd be so mad. I'd be throwing fists.
Erica said, you're a better person than me. She actually said that me, but autocorrect. Because I'd be throwing a fit. Yeah. And then I said I'd be throwing fists.
I think they were more mad than I was, to be honest. I was just mainly like saying, like, look what's going on. I'm going to try to get out
of my
house.
That's not what you were saying. You know you were complaining.
What's up your butt?
Here's my thing.
You would get angry about this, too.
I'm sorry. We don't all live in mansions where there's a big area.
It's called the moat is the area where we park that. Here's the thing. Mm. Would you prefer to have a neighbor that doesn't have a nice backyard? Would you prefer to have people who just have weeds and overgrown shrubbery and whatnot?
This wasn't weeds. There was a cement truck.
It doesn't matter.
I'm mad for it.
Someone in your neighborhood is improving their home, and you're mad about that. You'd be more mad if they didn't. So suck it up, Buttercup. This is part of being a homeowner.
I don't like you right now.
Because, no, it drives me nuts. All you guys are like, oh, I'm so mad. He's making his yard good. Good. It's good for you that he's doing it. And by the way, you had your yard landscaped last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No cement.
Oh, did all your trucks only stay in front of your house?
Cement.
All the trucks stayed right in front of your house.
Rented a dumpster. Pulled the permits.
Nobody parked anywhere.
Porta potty.
Anywhere.
Even tested it out myself.
You can't hear my question then? Or
what?
Did no trucks ever like cross a line and maybe park in front of the neighbors. So only one truck, because your house is small.
I honestly don't think they would have. Yeah, we didn't pour cement. We didn't have trucks.
So all the guys came in one truck to your house.
I don't know.
You don't
know?
I think they parked around.
Like
not the, true. It's what happens. You guys are
no, and I get it because the houses are close. They yes! have to, like, but I don't know.
You just have to suck it up.
Been a better way of where to put the trucks because it. From the picture, it doesn't look like they are in the driveway of the house that they're working on. That should be the first place that gets filled up.
But
that
you can't put the cement truck there.
Why not?
Because they need to get it to the backyard.
Okay.
The
so shortest take it path back.
Is right there.
So they need to run the tube for the cement through my yard.
Yes.
No, they don't. No,
yes,
no.
They do. No. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That's the shortest route.
If that was the case, the neighbors needed to go, hi, we're getting work done. We need to run the cement tube. Yeah. You know what I did when I was moving? I lived in a townhome. We had to put the big moving truck across the driveways. We knocked on the doors of everyone next to us and said, there's going to be a truck. And they said, thank you. We're good today. We're going to stay home.
I like that. At least the heads up to go pull your car out if you need
Here's
to leave.
Here's my cell. Okay. If you're blocked in, that's what we did.
Love it.
Here's what I'm going to do that you're clearly unwilling to do.
What?
I'm going to give some ground to you. That's good. That's a great solution.
I believe.
Thank you. But you guys can't be mad. Everybody, I was getting so mad at the group text. Everybody like, I'd be incensed. What are you talking about? Have you ever lived next to a crappy neighbor who doesn't take care of their stuff? Yeah. You'd rather have this guy. You want this guy. Their backyard's going to be awesome. That's going to raise their property value, which makes your house worth more or less, TAC.
More, and we get to pay more in taxes.
So what?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Aaron's looking up if there's a full moon, because it seems like I'm angry.
Oh, it is coming up. Oh. Wait, and I remember this happened last time.
That I was just in a bad mood?
And it wasn't just you. To be fair, I was also in a bad mood. And I have been in a bad mood since the last full moon.
Maybe it's just you. Here's
Seems like the moon isn't controlling anything.
That's such a weird... I have a little beef ball with Erica, but I don't want to have beef balls with everybody. But Erica...
Can I set the tone of how this came up?
No, because I know what you're going to do.
We need context.
We were just downstairs chatting.
Okay, listen.
Downstairs chatting. Around.
Okay, but you like first off, her tone completely changed when she was like, can I just set up the thing? I was just downstairs. Like you immediately, changed the tone of your voice and you did that thing that girls do.
Around ice cream.
Oh my God. You're putting on Bluebell.
Yeah.
Should we all put on a...
I don't have one. And when I put hats like that on, it looks like it's a make-a-wish.
Stop!
I'm sorry. It just does. When you shave your head, you have your hat selection has to be real specific.
Are you still going to have a beef ball with me I'm wearing a Bluebell ice cream?
I need context because who is angry around Bluebell ice cream?
I wasn't angry, but here's the thing. There's a few things. Erica's only been here for a little bit of time, but I would say, let me pull the room that isn't Erica.
Okay.
And even the listeners at 303-222-5423. I bet you can name two facts about Erica, and I bet all of you will name the same two facts about
her. She's engaged.
Whoa, what? You got one already?
And she has a puppy.
What? How'd you go 2 for 2?
My brand is strong.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking. Okay. So lately she's come in with behavioral issues from her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He's peeing on the couch.
He's rebelling a little bit.
The latest one is that he won't stop biting me.
This all checks out right in my favor. And then today she's down there. We're having Bluebell ice cream.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a blackberry cobbler. And you're right. It's almost impossible to be angry. I'm like, this is summer in a cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. And then I hear, Swanson was like being so mean. I had to put him into daycare. He's in his teenagers.
I think T-Hack can back me up on something, though.
He's in his teenage.
I didn't just offer that information up. not our boss, but a higher up woman here. Yeah.
She's like the sales manager.
And how's your puppy? And I said, he's in his teenage years. He's at daycare today.
Say it like you. Say it like you. He's at his teenage years.
I don't talk like that. I said, he's at daycare today because he's in his teenage years and he's been really mean to me. He bullies me.
He's a 12-pound wiener dog.
He's 16 pounds now.
Jeez. Mm. You're bullied by a 16-pound. And I just looked at her and I'm like, it's you. It's you. It's not the dog. It's you.
Well, I have.
It's you.
I have something bad to back that up.
I mean, I feel like it's kind of both because he's 7 months.
Six.
Like, puppies bite then. They do.
He's just in like a crazy phase. But he's also
it's not really a phase, Mom. This is who I am. You'll never know me.
Oh my God. Tiak for the win.
He's nicer to my fiance.
Right. Oh. So I repeat
he doesn't bite
what
him.
I'm saying. It's
he just you. Wants to play with me.
It's you. You're so I don't know what it is.
I'm so
I don't know what you are.
I just hit my face on the bike.
Right. And the dog can sense that.
Who spends more time with him?
Now that I'm working, probably my fiance.
Who feeds him?
We split.
Okay. That's good.
Which was intentional.
Yeah.
I just want
is that really an intentional thing?
Mm-hmm.
So that
they'll favor one. Oh, and okay.
Are you supposed to feed your dogs?
Oh my God.
This room is so full of dysfunction. I started this whole thing started with me saying I didn't want to have beef ball with everybody, but now I don't care.
Right. Now
I'm mad at everyone in this room. You're all losers except Aaron in the blue belt. Okay, maybe what if you approached your dog with compassion?
Of course I every morning I say, "Good morning. Did you have a good sleep?" And I rub his belly. No, he doesn't.
God, I want to bite you right now.
No, he bites me because he wants me to play.
I could see that.
And he thinks Mom will play with me, Dad will tell me to F off.
Okay.
Mm. So he's stern. And your fiance is respected by him. So maybe you need to change your approach.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Erica, before you got here, we on the show, on air, made some 2025 predictions.
Oh.
It's too soon
And
for
I wrote
this.
Them down. Yours is already wrong, so you can sit down.
It's too soon. You Yours. Don't do this till the end of the year.
Maybe it doesn't matter. Yours is wrong.
Halfway through the year.
We did that?
Okay. It was towards the end of the year, so we were
okay.
Plowed.
Was it
that time of year when we're just plowed.
Okay.
Speak for yourself, Slacker, but yeah.
It's okay. The second half of the year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You have them written down?
Of course.
I'm excited.
Well, hold on.
Do you remember what you guys predicted?
Obviously not. I don't remember doing it, nor does Tiak.
No.
But I will tell you this. This is a gloat, and I'm not going to allow it.
Because
nope.
You're wrong?
Nope.
This is not news or nope.
Damn it.
Yeah, you can't just nope a break.
But what if all three of us joined forces
and noped her together? I'm extremely curious what's going on here. Yeah.
Since when is gloating not allowed? That's all I have.
Okay.
It's my gear.
So we made predictions of something that would happen by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Was mine Taylor Swift?
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I was going to say, was it Reputation TV will come out, which is ha ha, not going to happen.
Wait, that was a really good impression.
Here's a really weird thing about Taylor Swift. Did you see Shaq went on the Kelce brothers?
New Heights.
No. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, first thing he did, he was like, I'm the other Kelce brother. And you're like,
He said it wrong.
He said Kelce.
Oh.
I was like, but he played Taylor Swift.
Right.
He got his phone up and he played.
I Knew You Were Trouble.
I Knew You Were Trouble.
Mm. And you know what he did? He played the original version.
He did.
Cute.
And Travis said, "This is my girl. She just bought them all back, baby." Mm. Ow, ow.
And now he owes her royalties.
Yes. But the other thing is,
FCC is getting involved.
He claimed it was his favorite song and he blew the words the whole time. He's like, he was just doing the watermelon thing, where you go, watermelon, watermelon.
Like start mounting the words. It was like, once upon a time, a few mistakes ago.
It was so bad.
No.
Yeah.
He Why did he do it then?
I don't know. To impress Travi Trav?
Yeah, Kelce.
Mr. Kelce?
Yeah, who's embarrassed in that moment if you get the name wrong? Is Shaq embarrassed for getting it wrong, or is he like, I'm a bigger star, so I don't have to...
The boys just jumped. They were so stoked. He was like, I'm the honorary... He said, I'm the honorary Kelce brother or whatever, and they're like, yeah! They were just... They don't... Like, get my name wrong. I don't care. That's cool, Shaq's on our team. He's 7'1". What, are you going to correct him? No.
Can we go back to the predictions now?
No, I think we've run out of time.
No! Okay, so... Should I, since...
you can do me first. Since I was wrong.
Okay, so yours was about the Grammys. So that's why I figured I can bring
the
it
Grammys
up.
The Grammys ratings
happened.
Would plummet. Dun, dun, dun!
That was not your prediction.
But they did.
Yes. You said...
Go ahead.
You said that there was going to be an AI Grammy winning song. And I went through the entire Grammy list... Nothing AI.
Also, is that like legal? Like, can you put out an AI song?
Yes, of course you can.
There was one. Was it last year that there was like one? Was it the Weeknd song or something that was up for? I thought there was an AI song that they were talking about.
I stand by my prediction. It might not be this year, but you will be.
He's now rolling it over to 2026.
No, I just think you won't know. I think, you know, Justin Bieber will say I wrote that, but it's like, hey, I wrote it. I think you'd be floored by what AI can do.
There was an AI assisted song, but it was Now and Then for the Beatles. That doesn't count.
That's right.
Okay, I'm out. I didn't win. Okay.
Yeah.
Is TX over?
No, because he still has the rest of the year.
So then we should wait till the end of the year before we do this.
He said that there was going to be an AI TV show.
Okay, you guys were really hung up on AI at the end of the year. Yeah.
And then I said that Taylor and Travis were going to get engaged.
Man, I hope so. I really want to be like engaged at the same time.
Wait, so we're doing this and you don't even have a gloat? Because they're not engaged.
No, my gloat is that you're out.
Hold on.
Yours was the only time sensitive one, so...
We really just let her do that?
I don't know, I guess. I don't know.
Gloating is allowed on this show. It's all I have.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. We've heard of it raining cats and dogs before, but has it ever rained poop?
Oh, no.
Stupid Stories is over. We have a winner. I have declared a winner.
And I've got a story that's quite the buzz.
Oh, if she's punning right now, I'm out.
The energy left the room.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story's from Washington State. Nothing real special about Washington State. However, forks.
What are you talking about? Forks, Washington?
Oh, I thought you meant forks that you eat with.
No.
That's strange.
Wait, that's a thing? Oh.
Forks, Washington, Twilight. Yeah.
Did you ever get the Lego set?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm trying to budget. Anyways.
Could I tell my story? So over the weekend, there was a tractor trailer that crashed on like a big stretch of a highway.
You mean like a big old semi there? We call them semis. Yeah. We don't call them tractor trailers out here.
You know what? I don't call them tractor trailers either, and I did not know what that was.
Okay.
So a semi-truck.
Yeah, a semi-truck.
Crashed right near the Canadian border.
Oh, yeah.
14
hoser.
Million honeybees were in that semi-truck.
Sorry, did you say 14 million?
14 million were released.
Gosh.
Authorities had to shut down a stretch of the road so the beekeepers could try to get the bees back, which I didn't even know was a thing that could happen. I am deathly afraid of bees.
Oh, you're afraid
this would
of
be
everything.
My worst.
Honeybees
nightmare.
Are okay, though.
That's true. Honeybees aren't as bad as like a wasp or a hornet or whatever, but
just get the queen and they follow. Yeah.
Yeah. They believe that most of them were recovered and have returned to their hives. They also believe that no one was hurt.
You can't do the same one.
Yeah.
I'm just really digging it in.
Are we sure that the tractor trailer driver wasn't buzzed?
I think the TX should go.
Perhaps. I have a story.
I think she meant you should have a pun.
No, I meant he should go with his poop story.
Yes, we're running out of time. You better go before we run out of time.
You need to behave.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
That stinks. That counts. Okay.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
My story's out of China.
There was a woman in China who all of a sudden she's cooking breakfast when an unwelcome package flew on through her window into her house.
Oh, gosh.
One of her upstairs neighbors decided to throw some human feces.
What?
From upstairs.
You're saying this wasn't like a big bird?
No.
This is. How does she know it's human?
Well, it says that this woman checked the poop carefully and it was not dog poop. She then went
Do you guys think you could tell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
For sure.
Erica just signed up for a challenge.
No!
I look at dog poop every day, though.
But that's different. What if it was a big dog? Because obviously you're a little
guy. Or a little person. We're going to bring in.
You also should be looking at both poop every day. Keep a healthy bowel. So she then went door to door to confront all of her neighbors. Said, did you throw that poop? Did you throw the poop?
What?
Who threw the poop? No one owned up to it.
Obviously. Apparently.
So she turned to DNA testing and she turned the results over to the local authorities, to which the local authorities said, thanks. I guess we'll get right on that.
She wanted to DNA test the poop to figure out which.
I mean, just I would too.
She did it.
You okay. would? I would just take the L.
No, go,
I would keep my windows closed.
Take the L.
This is, we're going to run the AC more. Keep the window closed.
All right.
The search is on. We'll keep you posted.
Okay. Did she check apartment number two?
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.